You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Thank you for joining us for the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Each week, Michael will highlight the joy of giving, as well as shed light on some of today's humanitarian heroes and donors in both the private and corporate sectors. Michael will show you why giving of yourself is truly the best gift you can receive.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Michael Chapman Giving Show. So excited about today's show. Bringing back by popular demand a guest that I had almost a year ago. Her name is Rory Lee, celebrity makeup artist, as well as a philanthropist, the creator of a program based in Miami, Florida, called Our Girls Enrichment Program. Welcome back to the show, Rory.
Thank you so very much. You don't know how grateful and honored I am to be here with you today. Once again, Michael Chapman, you awesome person, you.
Well, thank you. Well, bring up, for those who are new to the program and have never heard the show before, and specifically interviewing you, tell us about your nonprofit.
Okay. Being a professional makeup artist, of course, my love for makeup has taken on a life of its own of giving, generosity, and service by teaching young ladies how to take care of themselves. And it's something that I did prior to the 501c3 on a volunteer basis because of my love for giving back to our girls, which hence the name Our Girls Enrichment Program. But it's an initiative to enrich and empower young women's lives. But we use makeup and makeup artistry as our tool to permeate their hearts and to teach them that their beauty comes from the inside out. And from that, of course, comes everything else: confidence, leadership, individuality, and being able to embrace who they are to become the best that they can be.
And how has it been going, in your opinion? What has happened in this last year since we first talked about it on the air?
Well, we had our first conversation on the Giving Show, I think it was April of 2016, and immediately after that, I found out that I was nominated to attend the inaugural White House Women's Summit that would be coming up in, when was that? It was in June of 2016. I was nominated. And I just dismissed, okay, that's nice, I'm nominated. But here I am in Miami just doing my thing. And little did I know that the impact that we're making is really spreading beyond just Miami. As a result of being nominated, I was selected, chosen, and I was going to, again, just dismiss it. And then I said, you know what, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Funny enough, I had never been to Washington, D.C. before. Growing up outside of the country, it was a place that I would want to go to, but I never had the opportunity to attend. And sure enough, I said, I've got to make this happen. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And when I showed up in Washington, D.C. for this women's summit, I realized that there were 5,000 women there from all over the world. And I had on my name badge, it said, Rory Lee, nominated change maker. And I was like, wow. I've got goosebumps just thinking about that. Change maker, that's what we're doing in Miami with our girls. We're making changes.
Well, that's great, then, and congratulations to that accomplishment. I think that's a wonderful and well-deserved honor.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. It was life-changing.
Well, let's talk about the girls that you work with. I know this is a nonprofit initiative designed to instill self-confidence, healthy self-esteem, embrace your own individuality and beauty. Can you explain to our listeners the connection between what you're trying to accomplish and teaching the girls about makeup?
Originally, and it's amazing that you would ask me that, Michael, because originally when I first started doing this volunteer work, I was working with, for example, a Miami Children's Initiative where we would do makeup for the young ladies who were in foster care to help them, you know, look their best, feel their best, and it actually would help them get adopted into permanent homes because portraits were taken and videos were taken. And that's what I do as a profession, make people look their absolute best in front of the camera. So beyond the foster care girls and then the young ladies who get aged out of the foster care system and working with those young ladies and troubled teenagers that have gotten in trouble with the law, which I could relate to because I was one of those rebellious teens. Thank God I never got in trouble with the law, but I did rebel pretty frequently against the norm. And even the teen moms, you know, seventh and eighth grade girls that are teen moms or girls that have been rescued off the streets from all kinds of adversity, that's where it began. But what I realized after the White House Women's Summit and how it's taken on another level of what we're doing is it's beyond just these young ladies that are underserved. We're talking about young ladies that are in private school, you know, living in gated communities, driving their own car to high school, and that have it all together on the outside. And even when they look in the mirror, you know, they don't see what the world sees. The world sees them as pretty, but when they look in the mirror, they're so hurt and broken and so confused and so, you know, disenchanted with society because they don't look like the girls in the magazine. They don't look like the girls in the video. They don't look like, you know, the young girls that, you know, have 5 million followers and all of those pictures, or I shouldn't say all, I don't want to generalize, but a lot of those pictures are photoshopped and filtered. So these young ladies are confused and hurt and broken, and they don't realize that they don't have to look like anyone else. They can look like themselves but still be absolutely beautiful, and that comes from with their heart and their soul and their spirit. So a lot of the young ladies that we're working with and that I'm mentoring have it all together, but they just have to find their niche. They have to find their beauty from the inside and realize there's a difference between being pretty and being beautiful.
And that's a big difference. Once you define that, what is the difference between being pretty and beautiful? Is that as simple as saying inward beauty versus outward beauty?
I think that might be one of the ways to define it, Michael. Inward beauty is just a good soul, a good person, a good spirit, someone that cares about others, that has a spirit of service and generosity. That person is beautiful from the inside, from the heart, from the soul, from the spirit. That beauty that's within actually comes forth, and that young woman can embrace her natural beauty from what she's allowing to come from the inside. A woman that is considered pretty, that's society's perception. That is an opinion of other people. And I feel that, you know, the woman that is pretty that's on the cover of a magazine, for example, you know, and I've done a lot of magazine covers, but it doesn't necessarily mean that someone that the world may perceive as less attractive is not absolutely beautiful. I would much rather work with a young woman that's beauty, that's got a good spirit and positivity and a nice service-oriented attitude, because I can work with the external. You know, I really can. But if someone's beautiful on the outside and inside they're mean and broken and negative, oh my gosh, how can you fix that, Michael? How can you?
Yeah, and that's a very good point. How you are, really love the way that you are redefining beauty, because I think it's just so significant. And it's so befitting that you would be the one to lead this effort, because you do live in somewhat of a glamorous world working with celebrities and making them over, and I can only see how the young ladies that you work with would look from the external and go, wow, I wish I was that pretty. and not beautiful, how you mentioned. So when you walk us through what happens when you do your program. Do you meet weekly or monthly? How does it work?
I work with so many different nonprofits, and I partner with organizations and companies and churches and after school programs. And I go in, and they think that they're going to have a lesson in how to do their makeup. And the first thing I tell them is, okay, so we're not going to all create the same huge triangular eyebrows, and we're not going to all create the off-the-charts highlighting and contouring. We're not here to change what God has already given you. And then I ask them to look around. I said, look to your left and look to your right. Even if there's identical twins sitting there, they still look different in their own way. I said, so what we're going to do is we're going to help you to learn how to take care of yourself in an age-appropriate manner, and we're going to revolutionize this industry. We're going to revolutionize the industry because we're going to create the most beautiful you that you can be. And so as we start, and I go through the basics because, of course, they're there for the makeup lesson, right? And we talk about, okay, these are the 5 steps to healthy skincare, and this is what you do step by step, and this is what you do to do your eyeshadow or to protect your skin or to do your eyebrows and so on and so forth. So I take them through this lesson, but at every stage, I'm interjecting my philosophies and my beliefs and my just my way of being able to touch their life in a way that it's amazing. By the time they look in the mirror, and some of the young ladies are so ridiculed by society because they think that they're not pretty. You know, oh, my skin's too light, my skin's too dark, I'm too big, I'm too small, I'm too short, I'm too tall. And we dispel all of those myths. And some of the young ladies, they're so hurt and broken, they can't even look in the mirror and pay themselves a compliment. And by the time we're done with this session, some of them, it's a paradigm shift. And they look in the mirror, and we share with each other, and they just start crying. They just break. Some of them break down in tears because I've even had grown women say this to me, oh my gosh, I've never felt so beautiful before. Now, it's not me. It's not like I created magic, Michael. It's what they had stuffed inside of them that started to come out. That's what made them feel beautiful.
That's wonderful. If you're just joining us for the first time, we're having a conversation with celebrity makeup artist Rory Lee, based in Miami, Florida. She also started an organization for girls called Our Girls Enrichment Program. What's next for the group? What do you have on tap for the next event or program that you're doing with the girls?
Well, I think it was last Saturday or the Saturday before, I had just completed at a middle school in Dania Beach. I went and I spoke to the young ladies about creating her story. That, you know, this being Women's History Month, and history, you think that you break it down, it's his story. Okay, well, let's create our story. Let's see what we can do to create the best person that we can become, because what we do today is going to make a whole difference in our future generations to come. And we've been running with that theme all month. Coming up in April or May, I'm going to go back to my typical after-school programs where I get together with some of the young ladies that are partnering nonprofits, and we teach the session about, on a demonstration basis about how to take care of themselves, especially going into prom season, where they think that they all have to look the same, and they don't. And so we have that lesson. We have a few of those lined up. And then this summer, I have something different and fun and exciting. I will be actually taping these workshops, but I'm going to be working side by side with about 4 interns from a FACE film program. FACE is film, arts, culture, and entertainment, I think, or engineering. And we're going to take 4 interns, and I'm going to work with them in inner city and downtown Overtown, and I'm going to teach them how to become makeup artists. So that should be fun. But again, they're going to be getting my lessons about beauty coming from the inside out. So they're going to learn a lot more than just how to do makeup.
Now, Rory, as you build capacity for your nonprofit, what are some of the needs of the organization in order to grow it, in order to extend your impact, would be the first part of my question. And then number two, if you had the funding to be able to execute fully your vision, what would that be?
My full vision of what we're doing, I feel, would be to have a team that would be selected and dedicated to the nonprofit, people that are involved and understand how the 501c3 sector works, and to be able to actually put together workshops and programs that would be able to run, you know, based on all of the notes and the lesson plans that I've created over the years, and to have these programs running on a consistent basis, maybe on an after-school basis, maybe during the summertime for a full week of internship. And that would cover more than just makeup, Michael. We would teach them life skills. It would be everything from financial literacy to how to save, to how to dress for success, to how to properly, you know, write a resume and interview, just everything that a young woman would need to help her create the leadership and the individuality that she would need to become successful and to become a successful young lady. And, of course, pro-education. Pro-education is so important. So, I mean, that's a key factor as well. So being able to have the team of people surrounding me so that, you know, and I don't mean to say this in a bad way, but just all I have to do is show up and teach my sessions and then continue on. Because I am full-time. I have a whole crew of freelancers that work with me, and we are serving the television and film industry, as well as the fact that I manufacture my own product line. So, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling to take that product line global, and I'm just grateful that God gave me the vision to do this and that I took the risk to do it, because a lot of the funds from the product sales helps me run my program. But if we had nonprofit professionals that knew how to write grants, that knew how to raise funds and do fundraising fun things that we can bring girls together, then instead of me partnering with different nonprofits throughout, which I don't mind at all, I love serving. That's why I like going to your show on Tuesday nights, so your Twitter chat and sharing about giving, because that's something that makes me thrive. But imagine us being able to do programs on our own where people can come to us. And that does take some dollars and cents. And right now, we're just making it happen, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, let's talk, since a lot of your revenue model is attached to your new product line that you have manufactured, can you tell our listeners more about your product line and why did you develop it, and what makes it special and different from what else is out there?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that, because the cool thing about Rory Lee, and yes, it's my namesake line, Makeup by Rory Lee, just like Bobby Brown's line is Bobby Brown. But what differentiates me from all of the other product lines is a couple of things. Number one, it's skincare integrated. I talk a lot about having healthy skin, about eating healthy, and about putting products on our face that are healthy for us. So it's skincare integrated products, but it's also a product line to create natural beauty. My niche and what differentiates my product line from all of the others out there is the fact that a woman can put her makeup on fairly quickly, and it's not going to take a whole lot of time to do, but then when she's done, she's still going to look like herself. She's still going to look absolutely fabulous, but it's going to enhance her natural beauty. I'm not about trying to mask or change anyone's appearance, but it's a high-quality prestige line. But the main differentiation is that what the product does is just makes a woman look her absolute natural best.
I love it. Well, we got our first response via my inbox and Twitter, and you and I have communicated many, many times that way, Rory. I do have someone who just hit me up on Twitter in my inbox, and the question is, when you talk with young ladies about beauty and the differentiation between being pretty and beautiful, where does talking badly about other women, what does that say about a woman? You know, when we, when women trash other women, you know, what does that fit in with making a woman beautiful is the question, as I understand it.
Gotcha. That's a really good question. And the main thing that I can say about women that are negative and that talk bad about others, they're hurt and broken on the inside.
Yes.
There's some kind of disconnect that's going on, and they have to get to the root of what their hurt is and where it's coming from, so that they can feel so good about themselves that they're not going to be concerned about talking bad about someone else. Because that, when I hear people that gossip and that are negative, it throws a red flag up for me personally, because I think to myself, if she's talking bad about somebody else in front of me, I wonder what she's going to say about me in front of someone else.
That's true.
Being a makeup artist, I hear a lot, and I could probably write a best-selling book if I ever shared even a fraction of what I've heard in my time. But the key is that God gave us two ears and one mouth. So it's better to, which is a gift of encouragement as well, to be able to be quiet and to listen and to try to help someone and to heal them, to try to help them heal, or at least direct them in a direction where, if they're, no matter how pretty they are on the outside, if they're speaking negative and they're speaking badly about other people, then that just concerns me that there's some deep rooted issues that young lady has to go through in order to heal, because there's no excuse to speak. Even if you feel badly or you think badly about someone, keep it to yourself and give it up to God and let it go.
Yes, and that's great advice. That's such great advice. I know when I think about your work and the women, the young women that you are mentoring and how you're building into their lives, you know, being a man myself, I got to ask this question. What would be your message to men and the roles that they can play in treating their daughters like, you know, like they're special and aiding them feeling good about their own self-confidence and beauty?
Wow, that's a whole different program in itself, Michael. But it's, but you know what? That is a prevalent issue, because a lot of times what happens is that young ladies who don't have a healthy relationship with their fathers, they grow up to be women who don't have a healthy relationship with men until they recognize and are able to heal from what those problems were growing up that has deep-seated the issues that they're having in terms of relationships. So I think that if a young lady or a girl is blessed to have a father in her life or to have a father figure in her life, that father should treat that little girl like the princess and the future queen that she truly is. And to let her, you know, to let her know that being brilliant and being intelligent is a part of beauty. That he is touching her life in such a way to let her know that that she doesn't have to look like everyone else. She's beautiful in her own way, because that's how God made her. And I think that's the most important thing that a father can do is to have the chivalry, the old fashioned chivalry. Open the door for your daughter. If she's getting in the car for you, walk around and open that car door for her. You know, have manners, you know, teach her with kindness and respect, so that's the expectation level that she grows up with, that she's expecting from other men.
Very well stated. We have about a minute left. I'll split it with you. You take 30 seconds. I take 30 seconds. Any final words for our audience?
What was that last question? All I had was that we had a minute left, and I'm like, oh my gosh, where'd the time go?
Yeah, we have a minute left. I was going to split it with you. You take 30 seconds. I take 30 seconds. Any final words?
I just wanted to share something with you just because it popped up in my devotional, and I wanted to thank you publicly with all of your listeners that everything that you do to dedicate yourself to the Tuesday night, Why I Give, I think everyone needs to get on there because you'll be so inspired when you share and you give back. But from the devotional, it says service, which is the same as generosity, is the overflow which pours from life filled from love and devotion. But strictly speaking, there is no call to that. Service is what I bring to the relationship and is reflection of my identification with the nature of God. Service becomes a natural part of my life.
I love it. Very well spoken. Thank you so much for being on the show today. We've been talking with Rory Lee, who is a celebrity makeup artist, also an entrepreneur who has her own makeup line, and also a mentor to young women, started a program called Our Girls Enrichment Program. Thank you for being on the show today, Rory.
Wow, it's my honor. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy your day, and thank you, listeners, for listening in.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll see you next week on the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Tell all of your friends about us. Same time next week. See you on the Michael Chapman Giving Show.
Thank you for listening to the Michael Chapman Giving Show. Join Michael at 11 a.m. Central on Thursdays as he helps you uncover the joys of giving, featuring today's best-known philanthropists, private donors, public foundations, and a host of others. To give really is to receive.
Online Radio has helped you grow spiritually through programs like this one. Please consider supporting this online radio programming. Visit www.unity.fm and click on Donate Now. Thank you for helping us continue to serve as the voice of an awakening world.
Peace in the presence of conflict. Love in the presence of hatred. Forgiveness in the presence of injury. These words are easy to say. It's challenging, though, to live them in everyday life. After all, I can make my words and actions peaceful, but I have no control over the words and actions of others. That's true, but think about it. If you, then I, then others, one by one, responded in love in every situation, the effect would be like the wave you see spread across a sports stadium. It would go on and on, gaining momentum as it moved through the people around us. I can let peace begin with me.
To find a Unity Church near you, please visit our website at www.unity.org.